But the Rebbe has been saying here for months that the Birurim are already over. That process is already completed. So there comes the Erev Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Beis, and the Rebbe says, so what's with the work? Every Jew is a king. Every Jew is a king. A king is not supposed to be working. So when we're talking about a world in which you need to elevate the sparks and you need to break through the concealment and so on, so there's a need for work. The Rebbe says, now we're holding at the time when we said that this process has already been completed. Now our whole focus is on opening our eyes to experience the revelation of Mashiach, bringing the revelation of Mashiach down to revealing it to such an extent that you don't even need to open your eyes anymore. It's all about greeting Mashiach, receiving Mashiach, revealing Mashiach. So, what's this about work? Working, that's not for Jews to do. That was only something we had to do when there was that job needed to be taken care of. It was a certain job that had to be done. So now the Rebbe comes along and the Rebbe says in Parshas Truma, the Rebbe said, the world that we're living in today is different than the world that we ever lived in before. The Rebbe says that the truth that every Jew is shy to go started way back then, starts from Mount Torah and the donations of the Mishkan, and it's always been true. It's not something that happens now. However, for whatever reason, through the generations, that's been in a concealed state. That it wasn't always experienced in a revealed way that every Jew is shaykh to go, whether in Ruchnis and even more so in Gashmis, throughout many generations. Jews did not have in a revealed way vast amounts of material wealth. The Rebbe says but when you reach the point in our generation where it's about revealing the truth of existence. It's not about refining the world. It's not about sifting out sparks from the world. It's not about battling the concealment of the world. What it is about revealing the true nature of existence, the true nature of reality. That's the work, the spiritual work that we're doing now is to reveal the true nature of reality, the true nature of existence, the true nature of each and every person. Who are you? Who are you? You say, well, Mashiach is coming. Yeah, I want Mashiach. Admasa. Yeah, and what's going to happen when Mashiach is going to come? What are you going to do all day? You have a... Forget about your wealth plan. What's your Mashiach plan? What are you going to do all day? You're going to get up in the morning. Yeah, so what are you going to do all day? You don't have to work. There's no jealousy. There's no competition. You have these Gentiles who are trying to grab your tzitzis. They want to grab your tzitzis and serve you. And then, okay. Now what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So what do you mean, what are you going to do? I'm a Jew. I need to worry about what I'm going to do. Of course, what I'm going to do. I'm going to learn. I'm going to daven. I'm going to... the Rebbe, there's one place where the Rebbe says that there'll even be ways in the future to give tzedakah, not that the other person needs it, but just for the sake of giving tzedakah, you'll give him, he'll give you. What am I about? I'm about learning Torah, especially this Panimius HaTorah, which is the main revelation of the time of Mashiach. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm here for. It's who I am. It's not just I'm going to have to retrain my behavior. I'm going to have to modify my behavior to adjust to a whole new world. The point of Mashiach's coming is that it's supposed to be, that's who you are and that's the world you're waiting for. What it means to be mekabel b'nei Mashiach tzidkenu means to be mekabel, to receive it, to accept it. It means that you're there. You're waiting for what your problem when you're walking around is, they're worried about is not how am I going to pay next month's rent, or how am I going to pay the bills, or what's going to be with my future, what's going to be with my career, what's going to be with my children's future, what's going to be with, it's about, what am I doing? Yeah, I need to be with a place where I need to be is, I need to be learning, davening, with Benuchas HaNefesh, this is who I am, this is what I am, this is... He said, one second. I know, theoretically, that on some spiritual level, this is who I am, and this is what I am. But the Rambam says that in order for me to get it, sometimes in order for a person to get in touch with who he really is, you got to beat him over the head. Yes, that's who he really is, but he's not always conscious of who he really is. So I believe that the Torah says who I really am, and I have this Jewish spark inside me, and I have this awesome, amazing, unbelievable soul inside me, and all kinds of wonderful goodies. But that's not who I am. It's not how I experience myself, who I am consciously. So how do you get in touch with who you are?